What's commonly referred to as the bottle bill was sent back for further study by a 10-6 vote by the Joint Committee on Telecommunications, Utilities, and Energy. Efforts to update the state's recycling laws have been thwarted for the past 14 years. For now, it seems like the bill's traditional path through the legislature has been defeated again. State Senator Benjamin Downing of Pittsfield, who is co-chair of the committee, voted against sending the bill for further study and said that he has hope for the bill in the next session.
I think that there's a lot of support in the legislature as a whole. And, you know, a 10-6 committee vote is not the biggest margin ever, but certainly we have more work to do to get it out of the committee.
Downing continued that although difficult, the bill still has other ways to reach the House and Senate floor for a vote in the current session, which ends in July.
Certainly members could attach it to a supplemental budget or another vehicle. So I don't think every avenue has been exhausted, but certainly the major one has been.
Opponents in the past, including House Speaker Robert DeLeo, have labeled the updated bottle bill as a tax that will harm businesses. Earlier this year, DeLeo pledged not to introduce new taxes into the state budget. The office of Representative John Keenan, also co-chair of the Joint Committee on Telecom, Utilities, and Energy, and who was one of the 10 who voted to push the bill into further study, did not supply WAMC with a statement in time for broadcast. Proponents of the bill argue that the expanded bottle deposit laws will keep trash out of landfills and provide an incentive for people to recycle. James McCaffrey, director of the Massachusetts Sierra Club, whose organization rallied on the steps of the Capitol this week, says that it's unfair for a legislative committee to block a bill that he sees has broad-based support.
I mean, if the legislature buries a bill that no one wants to see pass, including the public, that's one thing. But in a case like this, the legislature and a select and very small number of legislators are trying to bury a bill that has major support across all sectors, and it's bipartisan support, and it's support in cities and towns, in the legislature, and in the public. And so that creates a problem for them, because the public still wants to see this bill go through, and the legislative session is not over yet.
Janet Dominitz, director of public policy research group MassPERG, cited figures of support for expanding recycling laws in Massachusetts.
We have 77% of the public. We have 208 cities and towns. We have 500 small businesses. So, you know, the several members of this committee who voted to send it to a study are just profoundly out of touch with the public and the climate in Massachusetts.
Dominitz continues.
It's now not just a matter of how important updating the bottle bill is for the state of Massachusetts, but it's a matter of democracy, because all we're asking for is a vote.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.